What does Sefer Iyov say? Sefer Iyov says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people, deals with every yachid with a cheshbon of a yachid. The yachid, an outsider, can never evaluate why. Why this yachid? Suffers. Or is punished, is killed. You can never evaluate a yachid. And it's a mishnah. Ein biyadein. We have no ability to. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kilo Yirani Adam Bochai. To understand that, that's a Gemara in Brachos. You'll never understand what happens to a Yochid, and I can't judge. Every Yochid, if something happens, then has to make his own Cheshbonos. Ro Yisurim Boam Olof, Yifash Rishon Ma'asav, I know there's a problem. And I have to make a tikkun on it. But I can. But someone else cannot look and say this yochid because of X, Y. And there's a difference between a yochid and a tzibur.
Even when you're talking about someone who's mamish, like...
Mamish. One of the chief mafioso, Rotzchim Ganovim, etc., was killed by another mafioso in jail. In federal penitentiary. Okay. Magia him because he himself was a Rotzach. Can't say that. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon is that this rotzeach dies in bed and this one is killed? that cheshbon is beyond us. It's a mishnah. Ein biyadein. We cannot make such a judgment about any yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon about a yochid is too complex. I'll tell you the story. I regret that I didn't write down where it is. Sorry. Rishonim quoted a story about Talmud of the Ramban. Ramban thought this was his Talmud, Ha Talmud. He was going to be his Yerush and everything. This was his Talmud. And then all of a sudden, he was young, got ill, and passed away. As he was dying, Ramban says, listen, after you pass away, your neshama is going to do this. He gives him all the places the neshama goes, and it gets to place X, and then you're going to understand it. I want you to come back and tell me why it is that you have died so young. There has to be a cheshbon. Ramban was totally baffled. So a few days later, the story goes, he comes back to the Ramban in a dream and says, listen, everything you said, and Shlomo went out, this and this and this and this, without a shame. But when you get there, you see everything in such clarity, there's no way I can explain it to a few people down on earth. And forget where I saw, somebody shown him quoted such a thing. Whether the story happened or didn't happen, it's true. There's a totality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that we just don't have. So therefore we can't sit and judge Magia, not Magia. Oh, who are you? Not to say, kill him. Hashem Yirachem. The story of Reb Chaim. It was a communist. Now, at that point, it was against the law to be a communist. And if you're caught being a communist, put in jail, maybe even executed in Russia before the First World War. They were nervous that communism was building up. So there was a Jew who was caught being a communist, and they were afraid he was going to be executed. Chaim said, collect money for him, even on Yom Kippur, to save his life. He's a communist. Machal Shabbos for his own the of the he didn't say Magia ought to be executed by by the Russian government. He didn't say that. No one can say that. That's not our cheshbon. Cheshbon is the life of every Jew is valuable. Number one. Number two. There's a marshal. I was trying to find it. Marshal in the parish. He has a parish on the smog. Say Mitzvah Zagoro. Where he says, any Jew who's killed because he's a Jew and has a din of dying on Kiddush Hashem. Now, so these people, they were killed for one simple reason. They were Jewish. So they happened to have a madrega of dying on Kiddush Hashem. Now, what's this chus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so arranged? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his infinite cheshbon. We're not privy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's computer in the sky. how he makes his cheshbon. We're not privy to that. And people who think they are privy to that are just simply go against the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, ein biyadein. We have no ability to make that judgment. We have no ability to make... there's a difference between a yochid and a tzibur. When a tzibur suffers something, so then there is a chiyuv for the tzibur to make chesh. And that's why Chazal asked, what is the reason for Chorban Bayis Rishon? What's the reason for Chorban Bayis Sheni? After the expulsion from Spain, they asked, what avera did we do? After Xeris Tachvatat, Tosu Yontif said, what avera did we do? Because there it's, they weren't judging every yochid. For instance, the Tosus Yontif, who said, because people didn't have proper covered Beis HaKnesses, and he made a special Mishabesh, so people don't talk to Rambam Tehillim in Beis HaKnesses. But didn't say everyone who died was talking to Rambam Tehillim in Beis HaKnesses. No, no. Could be other people. We have no idea about any yochid. About a tzibur, we have to make a chesher nefesh. But a yochid, himself, has to say, and he doesn't know. He says, I have to make a tikkun. Or someone from the outside, that was the problem with all the chaverim of Eov. They're sitting and judging. And what does Eov say? And what is the conclusion of Eov? You don't understand anything. You don't have a clue about this world. And certainly not the most complicated thing in this world. You have no clue.
So what's the cheshbon that Tzibur has to make?
That is the cheshbon that is this. Now, when Klal Yisrael, as a Tzibur, went through Xeris Tachvatat, when Klal Yisrael went through the expulsion from Spain, it wasn't, was that a Xeris and a Yochid, or was it Xeris and a Tzibur? All the Jews, right? We're killing Jews. It was a Xeris. Chuvin Bayis Rishon, Chuvin Bayis Sheni. What was that for? That was a Xeris against a Tzibur. So Chazal tell us, Avodah Zarah V'Ashriach Hasdom, they tell us in Eschinim, all the different, that is a Tzibur, evaluating the Tzibur. Well, what was something radically was going wrong if there's a major disaster on a tzibur? Now, was this person coming in? I don't know whether this person, whether this coming in has a din of a tzibur or 11 yechidim we happen to kill.
I mean, it certainly impacted the entire tzibur, right?
It impacted the entire tzibur for a very simple reason. Chazal say halacha v'yadua she'es son of Yaakov. Now, the fact that what did Avram Avinu tell Avimelech when he said, "Ah, why did you lie? You said it was just the kasha hisu osiel kimi beisavi." So, if you take a look in Unklus, there Unklus has a very interesting shot. Uncle says, when Avram Avinu was told Lech Lecha, given all the brachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says your life is in danger. Does it happen to be a Chumash Bereishis here by any chance? Okay, let's read you exactly what Uncle says. What does that mean? So it says Unklus. Havas katol amamaya boso of the Yedea. When the nations in the world were made a totus worshiping Avodah Zarah, osi krav Hashem l'dechalte. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makar of me to His service, which means that's lechocho. And he says, at that point, he says, listen, wherever we go, we have to know we're in danger. Why was he in danger back in Choron? What? Because, and so, it's not just he changed location. That has nothing, because that wouldn't be, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated me to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. That itself sets up people who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against Klal Yisrael. Vayiben so Aaron vayomer Moshe kum Hashem yofutzo vecho veyanusum misanecho mipanecho. So the Sefri on that pasuk says, who are the Sonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sonei Klal Yisrael. It's one and the same. So when the Zionists figured, okay, we'll get rid of anti-Semitism by making a state of our own. Okay, so now there's no anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, everyone confused about what the whole thing's all about. Okay, no. The fact that we are a separate people and our beliefs are a separate people, that sets us up. And even in the glory of the United States of America, people say, oh, here there's no longer halacha of Yadua Shehizah, halacha of Yadua Shehizah, son of Yaakov. That is. So we have to understand. The Golas is here, whether there is a state of Israel. The Golas is here in the United States. The Golas is with us in Eretz Yisrael. We're still in the Golas. Sheikh hasn't come yet. And people sense, just like the Jews in Germany had all the confidence. It couldn't happen here. So when I was sitting shiva for my sister last year, at an old Talmud of mine from over 50 years ago. So he came. His father was a Rav in Boston. He'd come. His father was a Talmud in Berlin by Rafael Yaakov Weinberg. Night of Kristallnacht, which was in November. This Talmud of mine's grandmother was in Germany. So exactly what happened. Says, we got to get out of this place. And she was immediately in touch with relatives in the United States, somehow very quickly without her papers. She told her son, we're leaving. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg is the middle of his mind. Don't leave yeshiva in the middle of his mind. In the middle of Masechta. You'll leave in the middle of his mind. But these are good for 90 days, whatever amount of time it is. We got to get out of this place. It's like, oh, nah, the Germans aren't going to fall for it. You know, there was when my Rebbe Zichron of Rocha was in Berlin, when Hitler got to power, my grandfather immediately said, leaving. He said, but the Germans aren't going to fall for this. They didn't believe it. He says, you're in the middle, you don't see. People in Germany didn't believe it. People sometimes, they get used to, it's very comfortable not to believe it. But guess what? What happened? It was true. And had he stayed to finish this man, Yaakov Weinberg, all would have been finished. People get themselves into one. We are, we're a separate nation with a separate belief, and that sets us apart. That sets us apart. And no matter where you are, no matter how acculturated you are, these were not, they say, oh, it's only the people who don't, who stand out that they're Jewish. It is a regular conservative balabal. I'm sure every one of them, Zolchon, Navelos, Trefus, Mechal, Shabbos, Fahesh, was a gay couple. Very Americanized, right? Not a bunch of English timeless, bears and payers, right? Made no difference. He wanted to kill all the Jews in the world. That's what he wanted to do. Okay. It can happen anywhere. And it can happen not only with Yechidim, it can happen on a very broad basis as well. And that's what it can happen on a very broad basis as well. That's something else you have to realize. But to say any judgment about the people who were killed, Chas v'Shalom, Chazal tell us you're not allowed. That was the Avera of the Chavera Moviyov. They sat in judgment on him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers? You people don't have a clue how I run the world. About the simple things. It's only the most complicated thing how I run the world. You don't have a clue. So shut up. Kim Basara, he says, like, what are you talking about? Who do you understand why this and this and this and this? You don't understand our space of the world. And you're saying and giving a day about the most complicated why Eov has to go through his Yisurah?
I mean, we're talking about anti-Semitism would be part of the cheshbon and nefesh for the
every tzibur has to do their own cheshbon and nefesh. Will the tzibur there in Pittsburgh, if you say it wasn't an attack against the Pittsburgh tzibur, they have to do a cheshbon and nefesh. Why it is okay? Every tzibur. it depends who you view as the attack tzibur. Maybe it's an attack against all the Jews in North America. He wanted to kill all the Jews in North America.
Right.
It's in North America. Have some people from Canada here, so I have to... don't think Canada's there. That's something else. That's something else. Chas for shalom. No one is ever allowed to make a cheshbon on a yachid.
On another
yachid. Gemara says, "A boy yisurim bama. If you see yisurim coming, can you fash your
bones?" Is there ever a point where a yid, based on what he does, gets outside of the gather of other yidin having to care for him and the like?
Meshumet. I told you one story about Reb Chaim. Another story about Reb Chaim. There was a Meshumet who was caught doing something. And Reb Chaim refused to do anything. Someone says, this communist, yes. He says, yeah, this communist, his children will be Jewish, they'll know they're Jewish. They'll be communist Jewish. This one, he's lost the communist. It's Pashtus is someone who's a Meshumet that loses that.
Meshumet means like his Jewish
identity?
That's what
Meshumet
means?
A Meshumet means he converts to an other religion. Just a plain ignore. No. Meshumet has. You convert to another religion. You switch your Yiddishkeit for something else. It's not that you go from plus to zero, you go from plus to minus. A Meshumet has a whole different status. Meshumet has a whole different status.
So other than that, we
dive into
them.
And everything. So, let's say the Gemara.